整啊。哦哦。
Brothers and sisters, may be peace with you. Today, I'm going to share a topic. The title is The True Meaning of the Rainbow. We all heard of LGBTQ. It is an acronym for lesbian, gays, bisexuals, transgender, and queer individuals.Use the rainbow flag as a symbol. Bars, restaurants, and stores serve the LGBT community display this rainbow flag. During LGBTQ parades, rainbow flags are flown everywhere. Not all of us know about the background of this rainbow flag. This flag first appeared in June 25, 1978, at the San Francisco Gay Freedom Day Parade. The original gay community flag was hand-dyed by the San Francisco artist Gilbert Baker and consisted of 8 colors. So the current rainbow flag consists of 6 colors: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, and purple.So you will find this flag on various LGBTQ memorabilia. Back to the Bible, in the book of Genesis chapter 9, tell us that the rainbow is God's creation. God placed the rainbow in the clouds as a sign of covenant made with Noah and his family, all living creatures that survived the great flood. The covenant was God's promise to never destroy all life with the purpose of a flood again. This allowed humanity to be fruitful and multiply, filling the earth and God's purpose.And that is the purpose for God to create people. So every time when God sees rainbow in the clouds, he remembers his everlasting covenant with every living creature and all flesh that is on earth. Thus the rainbow is a sign of God's covenant and his grace.Yet it's been used inappropriately by the LGBTQ community. For many times when parents walk with their children and they see a rainbow flag, they inevitably rush to look and even ask for gifts, not understanding the meaning of this flag.Christian parents should understand the true meaning of the rainbow flag and keep their children away from such places. Let's read the scripture together. Genesis chapter 9. That's verse 1 through 17. You can read the language of your preference.
神赐福给挪亚和他的儿子，对他们说：“你们要生。” 流你们的血，害你们命的，无论是兽是人，我必逃他的罪，就是像个人的弟兄也是如此。犯流人血的，他的血也必被人所流，因为神造人是照着自己的形象造的。你们要生养众多，在地上长盛繁茂。申小玉、挪亚和他的儿子说，我与你们和你们的后裔立约，并与你们这里的一切活物，就是飞鸟、牲畜、走兽，凡从方舟里出来的活物立约。我与你们立约，凡有血肉的不再被洪水灭绝，也不再有洪水毁坏地了。神说，我与你们并你们这里的各样的活物所立的永约是有记号的，我把彩虹放在云彩中，这就可以做我与地立约的记号了。我使云彩盖地的时候，必有虹现在云彩中，我便纪念我与你们和各样有血肉的活物所立的约，水就不再泛滥毁坏一切有血肉的物了。虹必现在云彩中，我看见就要纪念我与地上各样有血肉的活物所立的永约。神对挪亚说，这就是我与地上一切有血肉之物立约的记号。我们就读到这个，感谢神的话语。从这段经文当中呢，我们可以来看这个第八章，这个第九章呢，我们可以从三个方面来给大家划分这个段落。第一个，我们说神纪念，神纪念在挪亚方舟里面的挪亚一家八口人和一切的生物。
So, from the to looking at the scripture, we can break it down into three points. One is that the God remembered, memorized Noah's family, all eight people,
and all the living creatures,
within the ark.
So, this second part, is that 9:1-7, is that God blessed Noah and his three sons, making them to have a large family on the earth.
So in chapter 9, verse 1 through 7 is the part that God blessed, the blessed people can flourish on the earth. Verse 8 through 29 is God established a covenant that God promised will not use the flood to destroy all living creatures on earth. Let's see how God remembered all the living creatures within the ark. Genesis chapter 7 concludes by telling us the water flooded on earth for 150 days.
神纪念挪亚和挪亚方舟里的一切的走兽牲畜。
The beginning of the start of the chapter 8 said God remembered Noah and all the wild animals and livestock that were with him in the ark.
在圣经里面，当提到神纪念某人或者某事的时候，神总是采取行动。
In the Bible, whenever God remembers someone or something, He always takes action.
比方说，当神说要纪念亚伯拉罕的时候，他就打发罗德，他打发天使把罗德从那个要毁的那个两个城中把他救出来。
For example, God remembered Abraham and saved his nephew Lot from the destruction of the two cities.
当神纪念雅各的妻子拉结的时候，神就使他能够生育。
God remembered Rachel, Jacob's wife, enabling her to conceive.
当神纪念以色列人在埃及受苦的时候，他就打发摩西去把他们给领出来，给救出来。
God also remembered the suffering Israelites in Egypt and called Moses to lead them out of slavery.
同样的是，当神纪念挪亚和挪亚方舟里的一些走兽的时候，神就叫风吹地，水势就渐落。
Similarly, when God remembered Noah and all the wild animals and livestock that were with him in the ark, he sent a wind over the earth and make the water recede.
当我们读创世纪八章二节经文的时候，我们就发现，远远和天上的窗户都闭塞，天上的大雨也止住了，水从地上消退。过了150天，水就渐消，到7月17日，方舟停在亚瓦拉山上。
So, as we read the scripture, after 150 days, the flood of waters receded, and the ark came to the rest of the mountains of Ararat.
这个闭塞或者止住在希伯来文里面是一个被动的时态。
The verbs closed and stopped are in a passive tense in Hebrew.
是神让远远大地的远远和天上窗户给闭塞了，神让天上的雨给止住了。
So indicating that God who caused the springs and the deep in the windows of the heavens to be closed. God also showed grace to Noah, his family, and all living creatures in the ark to let them out. Let's take a look at the location of Mountain Ararat.Ararat is located in Turkey to the east side border.
大约在海拔5000多米。
So this mountain has an elevation of 5,000 meters.
在上个世纪的时候，有许多考古学家和圣经学者去亚拉拉山寻找挪亚方舟的这个遗骸。
Throughout last century, many archaeologists and biblical scholars have ventured to Mount Ararat in search of remnants of Noah's Ark. In 1959, the site suspected to be the remains of the ark was discovered by Turkish Army Captain Ethan Durpinar. The shape and the size of the remain that looks very much similar to what's been described in the Bible.
土耳其政府呢就对外宣布，他们找到了这个挪亚方舟的遗址，就是这个陆军上尉他发现这个遗址，现在称作杜鲁纳皮尔遗址。
In 1987, the Turkish government declared that it had found the remains of Noah's Ark at the site, and called this place the Durupinar site.
去年的时候，一年之前有一个最新的纪录片，叫做《挪亚方舟》，这个新的证据。
Last year, in 2023, a new film was released about the Noah's Ark. If you search for Noah's Ark, the new evidence, you can find it online. Regardless of a great flood was found in the mythologies of the civilizations around the world. For example, in the ancient Sumerian civilization of Mesopotamia, one of the earliest civilization systems. The Sumerian king list mentions a flood. That it says the flood came in the form of a storm and overnight submerged the land. Only those who lived on or fled to the mountain survived.
Here
In Central American ancient Maya civilization, sacred text, the Popol Vuh, also records the Great Flood.
他说发生了大洪水，周围一片漆黑，倾盆大雨不停地下，人类就这样灭绝。
It says there was a great flood and was dark all around and it ruined instantaneously. That the humanity was extinguished.
那在我们中国呢，也有这个女娲补天和大禹治水的神话传说。
In China, the myth of Nuwa mentioned mending the sky and Yu the Great controlling the waters are also related to the Great Flood.
问题是为什么相距甚远的古文明之间都有大洪水的记录，除非真的有大洪水发生？
So why would all the civilizations so away from each other had a similar records unless it really happened?
那如果方舟和大洪水不是神话，而是真实的古老的历史事件，那么圣经不是可靠的，值得相信。
If the Ark and the Great Flood are not merely myths but actual historical events, then the Bible is reliable and trustworthy.
那同样的是，圣经里面关于末世的预言也是可靠的、可信的。
Similarly, God's prophecies about the end times are also reliable and trustworthy. At the world's end, when Jesus returns, he will become the judge of the world. Those who believe in Jesus will be blessed and go eternal life, and those who do not believe will be condemned to eternal punishment. During the process of flood waters receding, Noah became impatient. For many times, he tried his own method to test whether the waters had been gone.
他先处放出一只乌鸦去，发现乌鸦飞来飞去，然后找不到落脚之地。He
first sent out a raven, which kept flying and to and from because they couldn't find a place to rest.
然后后来挪亚又放出一只鸽子去，鸽子呢也找不到落脚之地，他又回到这个方舟挪亚那里。Then
Noah sent out a dove, which could also not. Couldn't find a place to rest either, and it returned to him in the ark. He waited for another 7 days again and sent out a dove. When they returned to him in the evening, he had a freshly plucked olive leaf in its mouth. And then, at that time, Noah knew that the water had receded from the earth. He waited for another 7 days to send out a dove again, but this time, the dove never returned. In Hebrew, the word for dove is similar to the sound of Noah, suggesting the connection. Some scholars point out that when dove left the ark, it symbolized that Noah was soon to leave as well. So the whole flood continued for a year from the 17th day of the second month towards the next year.
说这个时候呢，神就吩咐挪亚和里面的所有的牲畜要离开方舟。And
then God has ordered all the living creatures and animals leave the ark.
所以我们就看到大洪水，整个的事件从头到尾都是神的作。So
we can see that from start to finish, the flood was an act of God intended to judge humans' wickedness.
神这么做的目的就是为了审判人类的罪恶。
To judge humans' wickedness.
Uh,
After Noah came out of the ark, he built an altar to the Lord and took some of the clean animals and the clean birds and sacrificed and burnt offerings on it. So the God smells the pleasing aroma and pleased Noah as well. And God said, never again will I curse the ground because of humans. Brothers and sisters, when you're in the hard times and difficulties, but as long as God remembers us, God will help us. If God remembers us, He accepts and responds to our prayers. The question is, how can we be remembered by God? We need to reestablish a good relationship with God and walk with God like Noah did. We should do whatever pleases God, and what God does not delight in, we should not desire, listen to, see, speak of, or do. So let us to seek to please God in all aspects. Let's take a look at the second part of the scripture to see how God blessed Noah and his children. After leaving an ark and stepping into the ground again, Noah saw that everything he had known a year before has been destroyed by the great flood. In the new world, after the flood, Noah started a new life. God intended to populate a new generation of people through Noah's three sons. After creating humans, God blessed Adam and Eve, saying to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground. Similarly, after the great flood, God blessed Noah and his son, saying, be fruitful and increase in number and fill the earth. Also in verse 7, be fruitful and increase in number, multiply on earth and increase upon it. So one of the purposes God created humans was to for them to multiply and fill the earth. After the flood, God continued his objective. We're all descendants of Adam and also of Noah. I have previously mentioned the sign of God is the blessing is to multiply greatly and a human being to be fruitful and multiplying. God also continued to entrust the stewardship of life to Noah's descendants. In Genesis chapter 9, verse 2, God said to Noah that the fear and the dread of you will fall on all the beasts on earth, and on all the birds in the sky, on every creature that move along the ground, and all the fish in the sea, they are given to your hands.
所以说弟兄姊妹，不要以为神用大洪水灭绝人类，是他不爱惜生命。
Brothers and sisters, please do not think that God used of the great flood to exterminate humanity means he does not cherish life.
我上次讲到的时候，给大家分享过，当神改变心意，决定要灭绝人类的时候，神是很忧伤的。
I shared in my last sermon that when God changed his mind and decided to destroy humanity, he was grieved.
因为神这样做是不得己，因为人犯罪造成。
It was a reluctant decision due to human sin.
在大洪水之后，人在大洪水之前呢，人呢只能吃这个蔬菜或者水果。
Before the flood, human could only eat every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it.
当大洪水之后呢，人呢可以吃活着的动物。
After the flood.People can start to eat living animals.
但神呢也对当时的人类提出了要求。
But God also made a request to the humans.
就是你不能够吃带血的生物。
So God has requested people not to eat anything with blood.
所以说我们看到神很爱惜他所创造的生命，因为生命是在血里。
God cherishes the life He has created, which is in the blood.
因为神重视生命，所以说不能够流人血，不能够害人命。要明白，杀人的一定要偿命。
Because God values life, one must not shed human's blood or harm life, and it must be understood that murder must be paid with their life.
所以基督徒反对堕胎，反对安乐死，这是基于对生命的保护。
Christian oppose abortion, and euthanasia based on the protection of life. So the laws God has given to Moses in the desert has enacted to reflect his regard and protection for life. One must not eat anything that with blood, because the blood has life in it. God's blessing is an act of His sovereignty, and He cannot be manipulated by us.
So, 不像成功神学是宣言的那样，你向神要财富，神就赐你财富；你向神要健康，神就赐你健康。
It is not like what the prosperity theology advocates, that if you ask God for wealth, He will give you wealth. If you ask for health, He will give you health. We can pray to God with great faith. He will bless us according to our faith and His sovereignty. God values spiritual needs above material needs. For instance, in Matthew chapter 9, verse 2, records some people brought a paralyzed man to Jesus on a mat. Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the paralyzed man, "Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven."And then Jesus healed the man, saying, "Get up, take your mat, and go home." We who are in Christ have many spiritual blessings. For example, being chosen by God, having sins forgiven, being called children of God, belonging to God's people, having eternal life and the hope of resurrection, and being sealed with the Holy Spirit. We're to live according to God's will, doing everything in conformity with it.If God wants you to be fruitful and multiply, you can ask Him for children.
神让你重视生命，
If God wants you to value life, you can ask Him to help you cherish your health. We are all made by God in His image, and we should respect, accept, and love one another. We also need to pray regularly for others, asking God to bless them. We should use the blessing we receive from God to help others. Having received God's salvation, we should also share His salvation with others so they can experience God's love and salvation. When we think of love, we often think of helping others materially. However, God's love includes salvation and other spiritual love. Let's take a look at a scripture mentioned about God makes a covenant. Genesis chapter 9, verse 8 through 11, God said Noah to his sons, I now establish my covenant with you and your descendants after you and every living creature that was with you, the birds, the livestock, and all the wild animals, all those that came out of the ark with you, every living creature on earth, establish my covenant with you. Never again will all life be destroyed by the water of a flood. Never again will there be a flood to destroy the earth. So we see the principle of the covenant is Noah's descendant and all the living creatures. So the content of the covenant is never again will all flesh be cut off by the waters of a flood, and never again will there be a flood to destroy the earth. So in the scripture we see that the covenant mentioned twice, and the sign mentioned three times, and the rainbow mentioned three times. So we know that the nature of the covenant is for permanent. And the sign mentioned in the covenant is the rainbow. In verse 12, God specifically mentioned it is my rainbow. So we can see that the covenant with Noah is unconditional, made solely by God, and that is also internal, covering all flesh, living creatures in the world. Although God will not use the flood to destroy all humanity universally again, that does not preclude Him from destroying particular cities and regions in other ways. For example, at the time of Abraham, Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed by fire and brimstone from heaven due to important homosexuality and display of God's wrath. In the wilderness, when Korah and his followers challenged authority of Moses and Aaron, God can cause the earth to open its mouth and swallow them up, leaving only sons of Korah.
如果今天某一个国家或者某一个城市罪恶大到神所不能容忍的地步，神也会惩罚。
Today, when the son of the Syrian nation becomes intolerable to the God, he will also punish.
所以我们需要为我们所在的这个美国，所在的这个城市来祷
告。We need to pray for the cities and the nations.
求神来怜悯这个城市，怜悯这个国家。
We need to ask for God's mercy and healing of our lands.
第九章的最后一段经文，他就告诉我们，大洪水之后。
The passage at the end of chapter 9 tells us after the flood, Noah became a farmer. He planted a vineyard and he drank from the vineyard and became drunk, lying naked in his tent. Drunkenness and nakedness are portrayed as sins in Noah's time. Noah's youngest son, Ham, saw his father's nakedness and not only failed to cover him, but also told his two brothers. And while the two brothers of his went in backwards so that they make sure that Noah was covered. Bible told us Ham's son, Canaan, was cursed by Noah. Why would Noah curse Canaan, but not curse Ham. So we notice actually it is a we can observe that in the Bible, all the cursing is usually cursing of the descendants. That indicates the things that are to come. So, for instance, in the Genesis, God has cursed the serpent's offspring and increased woman's pain in childbirth, and in the meanwhile, man would toil and sweat for his earnings and. Yes, in Genesis chapter 3. So Jacob's blessing and the curses on his sons was also pertained to the future. Canaanite is descendants of Canaan are morally and spiritually provoked God's wrath, leading God to command the Israelites to exterminate them. Noah's sin in his old age teaches that walking with God in the past does not guarantee walking with Him today, and walking with Him today does not ensure that we can walk with Him tomorrow. Today we must be particularly vigilant, seeking Holy Spirit's guidance to walk with God. If we sin, we must quickly confess and repent before God. John has told us that God is just and will forgive our sins and exterminate all the injustice. In the scriptures, we learn that God remembered Noah, allowing him and his family to leave the ark. And he also blessed Noah's family, allowing his three sons to be fruitful and multiply. God also established a covenant that never again to destroy mankind with a flood. These are all God's grace. Not that because they've earned it. God needs his humanity to continue multiplying and fill the earth for his own kingdom. Noah's ark also foreshadowing the redemption through Jesus Christ. 2,000 years ago, when the time has come, God sent his son Jesus Christ in the earth to be the savior of the world. God's selection of you and me to be the people of his kingdom is purely by his grace, not because we deserved it. We should not sin deliberately and should not admonish others against sinning. Whenever we see a rainbow in the clouds, we should tell our children about the true meaning. We need to remind our children not to sin and walk with God. Let's pray together. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to us through Genesis chapter 8 and 9. Please help us to understand true meaning of the rainbow. And remind ourselves from sinning and walk with God. Please give us your words to our fellow brothers and sisters. Please bless our church. So we give our fellowship time, leaving it in your hands. Please bless us. Please be with us. In Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.